This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. You've probably heard the term gamification. It's the idea that if you make something, whether it's learning or business or marketing, more like a game, people will be more interested in it. Or, according to Jane McGonigal, treating life like a game can actually make your life better. Jane is a games researcher who invented a game called Super Better. That's also the title of a book she wrote that comes out next week. Her team just finished a phase one clinical trial for treating post-concussion syndrome. That was funded by the National Institutes of Health. And peer-reviewed research released this week shows that Super Better techniques can reduce depression and anxiety and improve concussion symptoms. I talked to Jane about her book and those findings. Jane, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
So tell us about Super Better. It started as a game, and the game is now the book. Is that the right progression?
It started as a game, which I actually invented when I was healing from a mild traumatic brain injury. And I decided to use everything I knew about the psychology of games to try to help me with the depression and anxiety and social isolation that comes with being concussed. And after I played the game, I blogged about it. Other people started playing it for depression, anxiety, PTSD, I mean, lots of different mental and emotional challenges. And it just turns out that all of the things that researchers say to do if you want to experience post-traumatic growth are ways of thinking and acting that we naturally do when we play games.
And I like how you call it gameful thinking. Can you talk about sort of the intersection of that kind of thinking and social change potentially?
Sure. I mean, gameful thinking is really about facing challenges with a focus on possible positive outcomes. You are always thinking about, what can I do today to increase the likelihood of a successful outcome? It's very goal-oriented, which, of course, when we play games, we're very goal-oriented. We're thinking about the score we want to achieve, or the puzzle we have to solve, or the level we want to complete. That flexibility of mindset is really key and is beneficial not just for personal health, but also for social change could be.
I mean, so you've actually, not only did you design it and write this book, the book includes similar exercises, right, and similar activities to the game?
There are 100 quests that you can complete as you read the book, so that by the end of the book, you are basically a master game designer yourself. Because really, Super Better, it's not a game that you play. It's learning how to game design your own life. For example, you learn how to collect and activate power-ups. Power-ups in a video game are things that make you stronger, faster, more powerful. And in daily life, it can be hard, especially when you're going through a challenge, to take the time to do things that are actually going to impact you positively. And the same with bad guys. You know, we encourage you to identify things that are causing you stress or anxiety or getting in the way of you achieving your goals. In everyday life, most of us, we stick with the same strategy. We're hesitant to try new methods of solving problems or making personal change. But in games, of course, we try multiple strategies, and we don't worry about if it'll work or not. If it doesn't work, we'll try something new. We have this incredible flexibility. And so to bring that to your real life, identify your bad guys, and we teach you to come up with 5 different types of strategies for every problem before you start trying to wrestle with it.
We've heard about gamification for a long time, gamification of all kinds of industries. Do you feel like your findings and your experiences suggest that gamifying life should be broader? That it is actually a promising strategy for all kinds of areas?
Well, when I started looking at the research literature, I was finding an incredible range of uses for games in treating mental health. And lots of people have heard the studies that have been coming out about Tetris being used to prevent flashbacks and PTSD mm-hmm. symptoms if you play it within 24 hours of witnessing or experiencing a trauma. We've seen games that control pain in burn victims more effectively than just treating them with morphine. There's so much out there in the literature. I'm certain that games will become a primary means for helping with anxiety, depression, chronic pain, and traumatic brain injury.
Jane McGonigal is the author of Super Better, which is out next week. Thanks so much for coming in.
It was my pleasure.